This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We don't just eat anything that we used to eat, no. We become more selective in our food. At least to make sure that the food that we eat is halal, number one. Before we are Muslim, we don't bother about that. The halal logo have no value. Any food we like to eat, we just go in and enjoy the food. But when you are Muslim now, you are guided. You can still eat, but make sure at least it's halal. Even chocolate that we want to eat in this country is easier because they got a halal logo printed. Yeah? But when you go overseas, the situation is not the same anymore. You go to Japan, you go to other countries, sometimes they don't put the logo. Why? Maybe because there is no Muslim authority there. And they don't feel the need to put. So what you can do, you can check the ingredient. When there is no halal logo, and you still want to eat that kind of food, you just read the ingredient. If the content is clear, don't have any haram substance, then you can consume it. But you may come across certain ingredient, they don't put the name. They put code, numbers. Maybe it's a secret recipe. But in certain country, like you go to Australia, if you go to the pharmacy to buy all the vitamins, sometimes they don't even have the halal logo and they don't put for vegetarian. If they put vegetarian, you can, no problem. But when there's no vegetarian words there, we do not know what kind of thing that they use for the capsule, example. Gelatin, what kind of gelatin they use, we also do not know. They got halal and haram gelatin. So it is nice to check. If you have doubts, Islam always said, "Da ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk." Islam has a very unique way of guiding us. When you come across a food that you are not sure halal or haram, then abandon it, stay away. It's safer. Yeah? It's safer for us and for our faith. Because we don't want people to laugh at us. You see, these people say, this haram, and they're taking all the haram thing. Without we realizing, we don't like people to laugh at us, talk about us, that we are just staying away from meat, the pork. But in reality, other things we consume also. Example. Yeah? So you must read the ingredient. If you have some doubts, like in Australia, what we will do, we'll bring this product to the counter, to the pharmacies, and ask them, is this vegetarian or halal for the Muslim to consume, this supplement, this vitamin? Example. They may not know too, but what is good in that country, they got a telephone number of the company that you can call them and check with them. And they are very honest people. People who do business normally, they should be honest. Honesty is the best policy. Yeah, we believe in that. Yeah. People who do business with a long-term plan, they always want to make sure that they do not lie or cheat their customer. You have the right to ask. After you ask, they inform you it is halal, but only they don't get the halal logo is because sometimes to get halal logo, you need to apply and it takes time. So that logo actually it is not very important for people who have understanding. You just read. One is clear, clear. One is not clear, stay away. And you can check. The chocolate example, Cadbury chocolate. Here you have halal logo because the authority know that the public is going to consume and the Muslim also will also consume it. So they just want to make sure they go to the factory, they will talk to them, and then they allow them to check whatever thing that they use. Even the worker are Muslim, so when they assure that it's halal, then they give you the logo, so everybody can eat. But the one in the West, in Japan example, milk, even milk, sometimes it contains certain things that is not halal for Muslim. I do not know when I was in Japan, I just go and buy milk. What? How can you think milk will have something haram? Then we have a Japanese Muslim. They said to me, Sheikh Hussein, this one we can't take. Why? Milk. But this milk have some haram content. The same go to bread. Some bread they use haram. To them it's not haram. To them because they can eat to us. Yeah. Like chocolate in the West, sometimes they put liquor, wine. You don't feel drunk when you eat chocolate, but they just want that flavor. So we can't take it anymore. So it's important, the difference between a Muslim, wherever they go, they have their own characteristic. They have their own identity. That make them become very close to God. Because they are very conscious in what they do. They are very careful. They are very selective. They eat the right food. They drink the right drink. And they speak the right word. Even as Muslim, when you want to talk, everybody have to communicate with somebody. Have to talk. But we do not just say anything we want to say. The Prophet said, Man kana yu'min billah wa yawmul akhir falyakul khairan aw liyasmut. Whoever said they believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment, where Allah will judge us fairly, where Allah will look into all the deeds that we have done in this world to reward us or to pass other judgment, then the Prophet said, if you want to say anything, when you want to speak, make sure that what you say is good. If not, silent is better. You see the difference? When you are a believer, when you want to say something, you are guided. You don't just say anything, you just say. What's the point of saying something that will hurt other people? What's the point to lie when people know that you are lying and people don't respect you anymore? It's not good. This is the sin of the tongue. Our Prophet one day did say, if you people who believe in Allah promise me that you can safeguard what is between your two lips, and what is in between your two legs, I promise you paradise from Allah. What is between the two lips? The tongue. Oh, the tongue is very powerful. You see, among all the organs, the tongue have no bones. Boneless. But very soft, but very, very powerful. Dangerous. And what is between your two legs is your private part. If you can take care of these two parts, control, and you always look after these two areas, the Prophet said, I promise you from Allah that you will go to paradise. Which one is more easier to protect? The one that is easier to protect is what is in between your two legs. But the tongue is very, very difficult. You know? You can stop eating, fasting month, stop drinking, but want to stop talking is very difficult. Because it is our nature, we like to talk. Normally the man will talk more before they got married with the woman. After married, the woman will talk more and the man will listen more. There's a change. You can see the changes. Before married, the man talk. The woman are shy. They just listen all the time. They don't know what to say. But after married, the thing changed. The men have nothing to talk anymore. Because they have talked a lot before married. Now it's time for the woman to talk. But it's good to keep on the communication. Islam believe in a good communication. When you have a good communication, that will make you more peaceful. It develop a better relationship. It's just like when you have a good communication with God, you pray 5 times a day, you remember Him in the morning, you remember Him in the evening, you remember Him when you eat, you remember Him when you travel, when you leave home, you always have some dua, you pray for God. When you always have a good relationship with Him, you will never feel lonely. And He, Almighty Allah, will not fail all of us. He promised us by saying in His book, "Fadhkuruni adhkurukum." You remember me, I will remember you. And when Allah protects us, nobody can cause harm to us. But when Allah's protection is not there, that means we are open for any bad thing to come. So we need His protection. Maybe we don't know how do God protect us, but you just do what He wants you to do, you will feel that you are protected. What Allah wants us to do is all the good thing. When you do the good thing, you don't have to worry. You can sleep easy. You can go anywhere and have peace because you know you are not a bad person. You don't lie, you don't cheat. Anybody can come and want to see you. You don't run away. Why? Because you are not a bad guy. But if you are doing something wrong, the person who come to you, you know, he's coming, I have to run away. Why you run away? Because you feel guilty. You know something is not right. Just an example. So, the Muslim have their own lifestyle. When you want to speak, you make sure what you speak benefit you or not. Better be silent. Be a good listener so that you will learn more things. When you want to eat, you make sure that the food is halal. Nowadays in Malaysia, you have a lot of restaurants. They put the word pork free. Pork free. You have seen that word? To us, we thought that is enough. But it's good to double check. Alhamdulillah, they don't serve pork. But we want to know the chicken that they use. Is it been slaughtered Islamically? Do they get the supply from the Muslim butcher or not? If not, then not only pork is haram. Any animal that we do not slaughter in the Islamic way is not halal for the Muslim. The slaughtering in Islamic way is not difficult by saying Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. And do you know why the Muslim believe in slaughtering? And do you know why in the time of Buddhism, in the early part of Buddhism, they said no meat, all vegetarian? Because a lot of sickness will come from the animal. And the sickness of the animal to make sure that whether the animal is healthy for you to consume or not, you have to go to the process of slaughtering. You remember when we are not well, when we are not healthy, you go to the hospital to confirm what is happening to our body. What do a good doctor will do? Normally, what do we do? What do you think they will do? Brothers and sisters, share with me. What do you think a good doctor will do? Yeah? They have a blood test. Why they want to test our blood? Why? Because that's the fastest way, the easiest way to detect whether you are healthy or not. Whether you're having other problem or not. Your kidney, your gout, your high blood pressure, yeah, your heart, everything they check through the blood. Do animal have sickness? Sometimes you have mad cow disease, foot disease. So many, yeah, you have this chicken flu disease. What happened when you have chicken flu, especially in China and Hong Kong? The government have to come up with a warrant that millions of chicken have to be killed, buried, to safeguard human life. Because human life is more valuable than just chicken. We safeguard our children. Those who love chicken are children. Now, father of the children also love chicken. All of us love Kentucky fried chicken. Millions of birds have to be killed to safeguard human health. Then when there's millions of chickens slaughtered, killed, where are you going to get the eggs now? And that's why we have the problem in China, they come up with imitation eggs. It's not a real one. China have a lot of knowledge. Chinese are very, very innovative people. You know? Now they have come up with a new bridge, the first in the world. What bridge is that? Yeah, glass, made of glass. They join the two hills and make a hanging bridge, the longest in the world. And when anybody want to cross the bridge, they never cross with peace. Some, they not even walk through. They crawl. Because you can see below, it's made of glass, transparent. Some just do not want to open their eye. They still want to experience the crossing of the bridge. They dare not open their eye. Yeah. Some just want to sit and keep on moving, pushing themselves. Yeah, Chinese people are people who are very innovative. Yeah. Good. In life, it's good to be innovative. But you must remember, when something is going to happen to the animal, hardly we buy a chicken, we send it to the clinic, animal clinic, can you check whether my chicken is healthy or not? That will cost you double of the chicken price. So the best way to know whether the chicken is healthy is to slaughter. A normal slaughtering, if the blood of the chicken flow out normally, then there is a sign that this animal is healthy. If the blood will just flow out in the form of a clot, or sometimes color of the blood change, become a bit dark, then you know this animal is not healthy. There's a lot of guidance in Islam, but a lot of people are not aware of this. If there's the minor sickness, sometimes But also like human, you got flu, you got cough and everything, you got diarrhea sometimes. You vomit, cat also vomit, dog also vomit. But we do not know. We don't have the knowledge to understand them. But the minor disease, when you slaughter the animal, it will flow out with the blood. That's why the running blood is haram for us to consume. We cannot take blood. إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالدَّمَ. Allah forbid dead animal and also blood. But we are eating the heart of the animal, the liver of the animal, is also contain blood. But that is halal. Because the flowing blood is haram. And we Chinese people, sometimes we do that. When you slaughter an animal, you purposely will collect the blood of that animal. And then you will put it under the sun, or you will boil it, and then when it cools down, you put in the refrigerator, you frozen it, and then when you eat some noodle, you put some as a what? Yeah. Flavoring. You cut into pieces like jelly, like agar-agar. Until today, you have that. Especially when you eat the noodle, like kuih tiao teng, the soup kuih tiao, sometimes the Chinese, they have that. They cut small piece. It's like a flavor, added. That kind of blood is forbidden for us to consume. But they are sure they have some blood still in the meat. Yeah? That blood is no problem. And sometimes when you go to order some steak, you want it to be medium cook. You want to have you want it to be rack, you know. So it's up to your favorite. Like the Japanese, they love all the raw food. Yeah. It's halal. One is the animal is halal, it's halal. How you want to eat? You want to cook, you want to boil, you want to fry, you want to grill, it's up to you. If you can eat raw, no problem. Maybe the nutrition is better. That is up to your liking. The running blood we can't consume. Even it tastes good. I used to eat that before I became a Muslim. Yeah. After that, we have to stay away. This is one thing we must remember. Yeah? And now, when the Buddhists came to know the slaughtering of the Muslim, they know that this is the healthier way to make sure that your food is healthy for you. About drinking, the Prophet said, any drink that intoxicate you is haram. The brand is not important. The name is not important. The important thing is, do this drink intoxicate you? One, it have the content of intoxication. Now remember, brother and sister, the Prophet never used the word alcohol. Yeah. The only thing that he used is kullu sharabin askara. Askara fahuwa haram. Every drink that have a content that intoxicate you is haram. Grape juice. Is grape juice halal? Halal. When you want to make a grape juice and you stop there, then it become halal. You want to change the grape juice to wine. Once it become wine, it become haram. Back to your intention, when you want to process that grape, what is your intention? To make it grape juice or wine? It cannot be a wine until you bypass a certain period. Then if you want to make that into vinegar, it become halal again. You see the difference? To make something from some fruits to become vinegar, you have to go bypass from halal, then haram, and then halal again. When it become vinegar, it is very good to consume. The Prophet ﷺ loved to consume vinegar too. Yeah, this is just an example. Yeah. It starts from something halal. Wheat, barley, grapes, dates, all are halal fruits. And the Prophet said, one it become a wine that intoxicate you, haram. One it become a vinegar, is halal again. So we have to be very careful. Yeah? Even the dress that we want to dress, the Muslim have their own value. They will check what kind of fashion that is considered a modest, a very modest kind of fashion. Yeah. Some brother asked me, can I become a fashion designer? I said, if you want to design the home, the interior decoration, it's good. But if you become a designer for garment, it's very, very, yeah, I would say it's a very challenging job. Normally, the man will design for the woman to dress. And the woman will walk in front the man and the woman. And sometimes they come up with dress, we do not know who is going to wear that kind of dress. But it's a fashion. You know? It's a fashion. And we don't understand why they come up with that kind of dress where hardly anybody want to use. It's not normal at all. Have you seen the fashion show before, sisters? We look there, and it's so costly, but you were thinking, who want to wear that kind of dress? Huh? But you have these people, designer, who have weird ideas. You know? And they always make use of the woman. And this is something that we must be careful. Even the Muslim, when they want to work, they want to involve in a job, they are very careful to make sure that the job that they are involved is halal job. Not just any job. Example, you want to sell things, goods. Do you want to buy halal, haram, or stolen goods? Which one? Which one do you want to buy? Halal product. Then you can sell as halal. Can you buy stolen good and make it halal? Then you are encouraging people to steal and supply it to you. And you make it halal. No. You should not participate in any stealing thing. Even if it's cheaper, but it's haram. The same thing you cannot in Islam. Allah guide us. Islam guide. Example, you want to open a stationery. Is opening a stationery shop halal or haram? Halal or haram? What do you think? Normally you say halal. Where I got haram paper? All paper is halal. But sometimes you have haram book. The book talk nonsense, lie, teach people how to gamble, teach people how to lie, telling people about your future is going to happen, the feng shui. Feng shui, we cannot believe in that. But you are selling all this book. Magazine on gossiping. Or in the West, you are selling what? Nude magazine. You are selling, you know, what? All the haram videos. Adult movies video. Is that halal? You must know. You cannot say, I'm selling only books. What books are you selling? You must know. The book teach people how to gamble. Is that halal? It's haram. You must make sure that whatever you sell, when anybody come to your shop, guarantee this thing that they are going to buy from you will benefit them. Will become positive, will not make them crooked, will not make them lie, will not make them get involved in haram thing. And it's important. But a lot of people are not aware about this. They say, this book, I don't know, people supply, I just sell. No, you must know your product. When people come here and they want to buy books, we have a small bookstore. But the books that we want to recommend is all halal information that you can follow, you can believe, 100% you don't have to worry. It will guide you. Not just any book that can misguide you. And this is important to know. Many things that we are doing, we are not aware of it. So Islam is here to guide us. That's why Islam is a deen, a way of life. Guide you how to talk when you want to talk to people. Can we raise up our voice in front of our parent? Can we do that? Even our parent is wrong. You have no right to raise up your voice. You have to be very soft-spoken. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. You must talk to your parents with respect. Honor them. You cannot raise up your voice. But when we are not yet a Muslim, a voice for a voice. You shout, I shout. It's common. But when you are Muslim, no. I have to control my anger. Because I have no right to show my anger to my parents. They have given us everything. Everything they have given us. And in return, we raise up our voice. How do you feel one day, sisters, when we become mother, our children shout at us? Do you feel okay? No. If you do not want that to happen, make sure that we don't do this to our parents. And may Allah protect us. The same go to when you want to get married, brothers and sisters. You know what to say, what not to say, what to eat, what not to eat, what to drink, what not to drink, what to do and what not to do, how to dress up yourself, and what kind of dress that is not yours. Then, if you want to settle down, you want to look for a partner, do you also check and make sure that you have a good partner? What do you think, brothers? Or you just don't mind any woman, okay? As long woman. Your sister also, any guy is okay. As long as he is a he, I don't mind. No. You want to check, because this is your partner. When you do business, when you want to open a company, do you just invite any partner to come in? You want a good partner. A partner you can trust. Not just a sleeping partner, a working partner. So that both parties will share together whatever problem you encounter. Is that what we want, sisters? Because we want peace. We want self-respect. We want people to show us that they have commitment. They are responsible. Like how we are responsible, they also must be responsible. So when you want to select a partner, you have to choose. How to choose? Well, I don't know. I don't know what is in their heart. Before we get close to each other, everything seems to be sweet like honey. After that, everything becomes sour. Before you put your money in there, oh, everything, no problem. I guarantee you that this and that, everything guaranteed. and then you accept. How much you need? This is a very small investment, but big return. You invest 50,000 now. In 1 month, you can easily get 150. Is that a good investment? 50,000 you invest now. 1 month, you get 150. Is that a good investment? If you don't invest, you are crazy. People will give you double. And you don't want that money, you are crazy. They promise you this, they promise you that, they bring you to the office. After you invest, the office also disappear. Have you experienced that before? Have you all experienced that kind of business before? Maybe not yet. I have experienced that before. I even bring my student to their office, so grand with all this presentation. So more people also invest. After a few months, we don't get any news from them. We went to the office, office gone. The office gone, the people also disappeared. Maybe we're dealing with some angel or jinn before. No? Suddenly they're gone. But that is reality. If you are not careful in life, brother and sister, we will have a lot of problems. And that's why Islam is here to guide us. You want to do anything, don't forget the guidance of God. When God says this, check. When God says don't get involved, don't get involved. That's how it goes. When you follow the guidance, brother and sister, and this guidance is from the Creator, who create all of us, who see everything, who know what is in the heart of everybody. We do not know the heart of our friend. But Allah knows. And when He gives you example in this Quran, Allahu Akbar, Allah said, this book that I revealed as a guidance for mankind is protected. This book is protected. Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Allah said, we reveal this book as a reminder to remind us so that we will never make mistake. We will not be cheated, be fooled by people. People will not take us for a ride. This book is here to remind you. And Allah said, we will protect the truthfulness, the authenticity of this book. Meaning, whatever is written in this book is 100% true and is happening. About the past is history. About the present is happening. About the future, it is going to happen. And it is happening one by one. All is been mentioned in this book. Give you one example. If you open the Quran, they got 114 chapters. In the whole Quran, the longest chapter is the second chapter, known as Al-Baqarah. The first chapter of the Quran is Al-Fatiha, the opening. To open our mind, our heart, our eye, our ear, so that we know what we are reading. And then Allah talk about Al-Baqarah, the Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah start with Alif Lam Mim, telling us Allah knows everything that we know not. Only Allah knows the meaning of Alif Lam Mim. Allah is here to remind us that He has all the knowledge that we don't have. And don't overconfident that you think, I know everything now. ذَلِكَ الْقِتَبْ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. I want to show you what Allah said. This book that is inside here, not even one sentence that you should have any doubts in it. Everything is the truth, nothing but the truth and the whole truth. Hudal lil muttaqin is a guidance for those who believe in it. This is what Allah said. Chapter number 2, the longest surah, have one ayah known as the longest ayah in the whole Quran. Alif Lam Mim is an ayah, only three letters. Alif Lam Mim, very short. Qul huwallahu ahad. Yeah. It's a surah. It's a short surah. Inna a'tayna, also a short surah. But there is only one ayah. Consider, take one full page. One full page, just one ayah. What is that ayah? Any one of us remember? To the sister first. Do you remember one ayah in the whole Quran considered as the longest ayah? What is the ayah? And what is the ayah talking about? The ayah is talking about lending and borrowing money. Owing people money, about transaction. You have a lot of issue. In this ayah, God is guiding us when you get involved in lending and borrowing. You must write it down. Faktubuh. Allah wants us to write it down clear, yeah, and straightforward. How much you take from me? And then you sign, I sign, and two witnesses. So that there is no argument in the future. If you fail to fulfill your promise, I can sue you in the court. I have hard evidence. Your IC number is there, your name is there, your address is there, your signature is there. With two supported witnesses, act as the bouncer. You know, in the Chinese way of doing business today, everywhere you go, you find a notice. Yeah? Easy loan. Do not need guarantee. 10 minutes release. 100,000 you can loan for 100,000. He inform you how many percent out front. Very easy. You want to go to the bank, ask for this document, that document, this one, no. But he got witnesses. And he got bouncer. The witnesses must act like a bouncer. If that guy don't pay, your witnesses, my ghost, must go after him already. But today the witness, they are so culprit. They are so false witnesses. They are not sincere. In Islam, if you are the witnesses, if that guy do not pay, we can come after the witness. You must take up the responsibility. I give it to him based on your recommendation. You become my witness. You must take the responsibility. Or you must go after that guy. Make sure that he pay me. You must take full responsibility. Today, only Allah knows. You have the witness. You have all these documents. Still, you have problem. The world is so corrupted. Why? Because people are not following the guidance of God anymore. They thought that this 50,000 can make them rich. No. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Laysa al-ghaniin an qasrat al-ard, walakin al-ghaniin ghaniyan nafs." Richness is not because you have a lot of money. The real wealth is you are contented with what you have. We understand this? Whatever you have, brother and sister, you are happy. You owe nobody. You don't lie to anybody. You don't cheat. That is your wealth. Then you have all the big house and big car, and then you run away. When the payment comes, you keep on running away and people chase after you. And people stop you halfway and say, now you don't pay now, you must leave the key here. What is this? Big car, big problem. Small car, less problem. You know, easy to pay, small car. It's quite cheap. You want to repair pun cheap because it's small car. All the parts also is not that expensive. Now that is why Islam is here to teach us, to guide us. The only thing that we have to learn, brother and sister, we have learned so long from our Saturday class, but I do not know how much we have implemented the knowledge, whether you follow or not. It's like when you go to the gym instructor tell you, do this, do this, do this, do this, then he leave it to you. But when you come, you don't want to do. He said, do this, pain here. Oh, I don't want to do. But you want to have muscle. You don't want to have fat, you want to have muscle, but you don't want to do exercise. You just go to the gym only, tour around, and then hold this, hold that, and then pull here, pull that, enough. Do you think there will be a result for you? No. No pain, no gain lah. We know what this concept. You go to the gym, you don't want to work out. Don't think that your body is going to change. You must work out, and they got a formula. Follow the formula, you will see the result. The same thing, the knowledge that you have learned from us, from Sheikh Sharif, we hope that you will try your best to implement. Even you are not yet Muslim, you can start to implement and you see the benefit for yourself. There's a lot of benefit. If you believe, you have double benefit. Here and the hereafter. Rewarded from Allah. If you don't believe in Allah, but you follow the good formula, you get the benefit here, the result here. But of course, there's nothing for you in the future because you don't believe in the reward in the future. And the reward will only come from Allah. But you don't believe in Allah, so there's no reward for you. It's just a person don't believe there is paradise, so they don't prepare themselves for paradise. So you don't expect paradise. You see, I believe that I'm going to travel, but you don't prepare yourself. You don't bring your passport to the airport. Do you think you can travel? I believe I'm going to travel. I have a ticket. I have bought. I have paid all the hotel. But I don't want to bring my passport. Do you think you can take off? You see how the rule is? You must follow the regulation, the law. The law says when you want to travel to overseas, you must have a travel document. If you don't want to have a travel document, you can plan everything, you can pay everything, but you will stay back home. You can travel. This is just an example. The knowledge that you have learned, brother and sister, we hope that you try to understand it. You don't understand, you have the right to follow up. And then when you understand, you try to implement it. And the result is yours. Yeah? The Muslim is being taught to have their own value. When you want to talk, when you eat, when you drink, when you work, when you socialize with people, when you get married, you must marry the right partner so that less headache, less problem, because you have the right understanding, you pray together, you fast together, you do the right thing together, then there's a lot of blessing. But you got married, you like to go for classes, he don't like class. He like to waste his time. Of course, then you have a conflict of interest. Then there's no happiness. Normally, when you want to go shopping, if you are married, do you like your husband to be with you, sisters? Normally, if you are married, when you want to go shopping, do you want your husband to be with you in going for shopping? normally. Or you want, no need, I go by myself. Also can. But you want a man, do you know why? Number one, you pick up, he have to pay. Easier for you. You just more, I think I like that. And then if he give you a signal, okay. And you just pick up. You just pick up, choose, and then he will do the rest. And then he will push. He will carry for you. Is that good? That is good. That is the kind of man we want. Not a man that when you want to go shopping and say, he say, I have no time. When he love to go golf, he have all the time to go and hit the ball. But no time with you. We love to be together. How do you feel, brother and sister, when you want to go for a good dinner and you go there alone, eating the best dinner, but you are there alone? Do you enjoy eating when you are alone? No. I don't know how you can enjoy. You enjoy the food. The food is good. But the environment is bad when people got friends to talk to. No, you have nobody. You eat, you go out again, you take everything. But when you have a partner with you, maybe he's a gentleman, he will help you to collect something for you. When he is going to collect some food for himself, he may ask you, what do you want me to collect for you? I want some fruit. You don't have to keep on walking. He will do the walking for you. Is that good? He's a gentleman. What? He's not just a man, a gentleman. Yeah. But sometimes you don't have a gentleman, then you know what to do. Sometimes the man also want to be served. How nice the man was there, sitting, talking, and then when the wife want to go out and buy and get some, collect some buffet, and he said, I like to, what you want? You want coffee? You bring the coffee for him. Do he feel good? Do you feel good if you are served well, sisters? Of course. This is what, when you get the right partner, you will get that kind of services. You prepare food, he will do the cleaning up. Is that good? Or you want, you have to prepare everything after food, he just wash his hand. Call us. Kitchen is not my zone. My zone is the hall. And I'm here in the kitchen to taste all the food. Only after tasting, bye-bye. I just wash my hand, wash my mouth, kolas. Or you love a partner who you prepare for hours, yeah, for a good dinner. After dinner, the guys let you rest. Because you have stand there for 2 hours, 3 hours preparing the food. After half an hour, he said to you, don't worry, I will do the cleaning up. I will collect all the dishes. I will wash my hand. I wash the plate. I wash the glass. I wash the spoon. I wash everything. How do you feel, sister? Do you like that kind of partner? Good. Remember, brother, the sister said good. It's true. We have to work together as a team. Allah in the Quran say that والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض. Not I say. Allah say in the Quran, male and female, husband and wife, as a believer, complement each other, help each other, share with each other. Normally, cooking is easier or washing is easier? Which one is easier? If the guy say, cooking is easier, call him to cook. That's how easy is it. If you say, cooking is senang, call him to cook. Then you do the washing. But the most easiest one is what? Is to eat. Between cooking and washing is eating. That one is the best. Very easy, very relaxing, But after you have a good meal, do you think that it's good for you to do some exercise? Take that as an exercise. I do that always. Anything I do, I say, is an exercise for me, so I don't feel a burden. I don't say, this is not the man's job. Sometimes you have your own culture. Your parents said, don't let my son do anything in the kitchen. My son is not a cook. He is the boss. So the boss don't stay in the kitchen. The boss stay in the hall, relax, read paper, see television, look at the TV. But kitchen, that is the job of my wife. My wife is like my maid. No. Did Allah and the Prophet say your wife is your maid? No. Allah said she is your partner. When said partner, it's like a company. She also have her share. She is a shareholder. You cannot decide everything by yourself. You should have a consultation meeting. That is the spirit. So when we understand what Islam wants us to do, brother and sister, even you are not yet a Muslim, if you follow this guideline and everybody follow, you have peace. No, you have peace, you feel harmony, you feel good. Masha, you don't lose anything. Especially brother who Allah give you the muscle, you can carry heavy thing. What do you do with your muscle? All the heavy stuff, don't let the wife to carry. Now if she suffer for some problem, backache, now she cannot cook for you anymore. Anything light she can carry, let her carry. Anything heavy, sister, don't force yourself. Hold on. Be patient. Wait for your hubby to come. Wait for your darling to come, the one who has muscle. You are man, what? Man, carry now. Don't just force yourself to climb so high. You are not a spider man or spider woman. Let that done by your husband. Anything, you know, the bulb, want to change the bulb, don't force yourself. You fall. When you are injured, the whole house mess up. If your husband got injured, you are there to work, no problem. That's why when the mother was sick, mother job is so simple. Huh? Mother job is so simple. You know, a mother is 24/7. The job of a woman 24/7. Non-stop. She's there to cook for you. She's there to wash your thing. She's there to keep the house clean. She's there to serve you. She's always there. And she have no overtime. And she have no payment. Free of charge. You don't pay your wife. Do you pay your wife, brothers? Not yet, no? Value her sacrifice. Even if she don't ask you to pay. But in return, honor her. What can make her happy? Buy for her. Buy a good shoe for her. You don't just go and buy a good shoe for yourself. And you send her to the Bata shop. Or the Giant and buy the shoes in the Giant. No. When you want to buy your stuff, you go to Empire. You go to Pavilion. Wow. You mention the name also, people feel good. But when you want to buy something for your wife, you send him to Eon, Giant, Tesco, huge one. That means you are not being fair to your wife. Give her the best. She will give back to you the best. She's going to be a mother. She will give the children the best. Inshallah. Because we are the best ummah. So we want the best for us. The Prophet said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. you cannot be a true believer until you love your brother, your sister, your wife more than what you love for yourself. You love to be honored, you honor them. You love to be served, you also serve them. You love to be respected, respect them. You love people to talk good about you, talk good about them. Can we do that, brothers and sisters? Can we do that, brother? Can we do that, brother? Only a few brothers say yes. The rest reserve. When to say, we don't know. Can we do that, sister? Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Next time when we ask you all, thing that you really can do, don't be shy to say, yes! You must know how to express yourself. You know what the Prophet said, if you love somebody, don't keep quiet in your heart until she is going to die. You know, I love you so much. Too late. What can you do? I'm going to die now. Too late. Anytime you love somebody, when you are with them, say to them, sister, I love you. I like you. You know, each time you say that, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever loves somebody and she or he expressed their love for the sake of Allah, purely for the sake of Allah, no hidden agenda, for the right cause, at that point of time, Allah will love that person more. Because Allah loves people who love someone for His sake. When you love somebody because he have the good thing in her or him, that's why you make you love him or her. So you must say, I love you for the sake of Allah because you are a good man. Allah immediately increased His love upon that guy. The same thing when you love a sister, I love you for the sake of Allah, for the right intention. Allah immediately will love her more. And that's why the Prophet said, say to them, express your feeling, Anna uhibbuka fillah. And then we should make a prayer, Hababka Allah allazi hababtani li ajli. There's a saying, there's a prayer. I love you for the sake of Allah because you are a good person, you are very nice, you are caring, you are sharing person. Now, in return you said, may Allah also love you like how Allah have just loved me more just now because of what you say. So learn how to express your feeling. There's nothing wrong. Do we love our children normally? Do we love our sibling normally? Tell them, brother, I love you. I'm very proud you are my brother. I'm very proud that you are my sister. Because I have a good sister. A sister who cares for me, who feels for me, who is there for me. Express your feeling. You love your dad, you love your mom. Tell them, daddy, I love you. Mom, I love you so much. Because you are always there for me. You love your wife, say this to your wife. You love your friend, say this to your friend. Can we do that, brother and sister? Can we do that, brother and sister? Yes, you must say that you still fail to express your feeling. Allahu Akbar. Maybe Asian, we are Asian, you're always shy to say things. We are not like the West, no, they just express their feeling. They will say it loud, yes! That's how they will say it. No. May Allah make it easy for all of us, inshallah. So brother and sister, this is what I want to share with you today. Understand the value, the goodness in Islam. Try to do it. And you see the result by yourself. That is very, very important. We can share with you all the information. We can give you the book to read. But we do not know whether you have the right understanding or not until you come back to us and check with us. We do not know whether this knowledge is going to benefit you or not until you act upon the knowledge. Then you will see the result by yourself. We are here just to remind all of you. Not more than that. We cannot force you, but we are here to remind you. If you feel that it's difficult for you to do what you have learned, you must come back to us and tell us where is the difficulty. We will show you the best way out. Then you see that it's not difficult anymore. But if you don't follow up, we really don't know. But it is a blessing from Allah that you are consistent in attending the class. We hope that each time you are here, you pick up some good thing and you start to apply it. And then you come again, pick up something, apply it again. At the end of the day, you will see, brother and sister, there's a lot of blessing. Knowledge is power. The more knowledge you have, the right knowledge, you will see that there is a lot of wisdom that is going to come to you. So, with that, I end my reminder. And if there's any question again, we open for Q&A. Fatafaddal. Alhamdulillah. Question? Pass it to the sister, the mic, please.
I have two questions. The first one is regarding halal food.
Halal food.
Okay, so there's a Buddhist temple near where I work, and they have a canteen at the back where they serve vegetarian dishes. So, of course, I think in that part is halal. But I think the proceeds goes towards the temple. So in this case, is it okay for me to eat the food at this temple?
Okay.
And the second question is in regards to, I think, sustenance, salary. So if you work for an organization where you know for sure there's a lot of corruption, bribery and things like that happening, right? I mean, you try your best to work by the book, but you know these activities happen. Okay. So in terms of the salary that you receive from the company, is that halal? Yes.
Good. Alhamdulillah.
That's all. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, a very important question. Sometimes we have people who organize some kind of small canteen or food store near their house of worship. Maybe the Hindu have the Muslim also, and near to the mosque, they open some shops here and there. Of course, as a Muslim, when we get any profit from whatever business we do, we would like to contribute back for the development of the Muslim. The same goes to the Buddhists. If they are Buddhists, they want to do some business, and then if there's some profit, they will also help to do what is good for them. Islamically, we don't get involved in that. What we get involved is the food halal. If the food halal, you can consume. About the money, it's not you who decide. Maybe they can do other charity work that they don't tell you. Why don't we support? We don't have to go in detail, no. It's common. A Chinese do business. When they have profit, they want to help their Chinese people. Is that common? It's common. A Malay who have a lot of money want to help their people. Is that normal? It's very normal. You cannot stop people from doing that. That is up to their commitment. But a better person is a person who help everybody who is in need. That is a wise person. Because we are not racials, we are not racist here. We are here to represent humanity. That would be the best. Your second question, working in a, give me one example. What is the name of that kind of office example? Or
Petronas.
Petronas exam. Petronas, of course, number one. When you hear Petronas, you know it's about oil. That's what we all know in general. Like TNB, about electric supply. TM, communication. In general, Islamically halal. Because the product is halal already. But in the company, when people want this, want that, sometimes they get involved in bribery, corruption. Whoever get involved in that area, they involved in haram. Whoever who are not involved in that area is still halal, because it is a halal product. The wrongdoing from certain quarters do not make the whole thing haram. No. I give you two examples. Working in a hotel, is hotel haram or halal? First thing I want to ask, is hotel halal or haram? Huh? Confused, I don't know yet. Hotel is hotel. How can you say hotel haram? Provide room for travelers, for people who need a place to stay while you're traveling. This is something very good. And they feel secure, then they have a place, they have a guard, they have the room and everything. It's something very noble. And provide all the services, everything is good. And if there's halal food there, alhamdulillah. It so happens you have liquor. So those who involve in liquor, handling that part, they involve in haram. Not the whole hotel. No. I give you another example. There is the hotel. Yeah. What example I'm going to give you? Hospital. Is hospital good? But now the corrupt people are going to come to you. All the people, the drunk people, the people drug is going to come to you. Are you supporting them? No, you are there to help them. Your duty is to help them when they need your help. But if you get involved in some area that can bring you to haram, then that part is haram. Lastly, is working in a bank halal or haram? Very difficult, eh? The service that you get from the bank, is that a very good service? Is that a good service? The bank protect your money. If you do any transaction through the bank, you are safe. Everything is recorded. He give you a lot of good services. Do you want to do business? You carry one bag of cash. People dare not even do business with you. This money came from where? If they want to bank in also, they have problem. Where do you get so much money? Cash. But you go to the bank, you don't have that problem. Clear cut. In, out. In, out. Is that a good service? Very good service. Nothing wrong. If they have the deposit box and you buy and then you pay for the fees and then you get there and put your all the jewelry, the diamond, blue diamond, grey diamond, or what diamond you keep, you only you know. Is that a good service? And it's protected. Once you have your thing in the bank, they protect you. That's good. That kind of service is good. The only area that we get involved in when you come to the loan department. The loan department, they promote this loan, that loan, they guarantee you this, guarantee that. Easy payment, easy that, so many, easy, easy, easy. In return, you get involved in interest. That is haram. You got that, sister, now? You understand? We don't generalize everything. We look at the main product. What do they offer you? The main product halal is services halal, but they have some area that they get involved in haram. That area is haram. Haram is haram. Halal is halal. We don't mix and said, one day is haram, everything is haram. No, what is halal, still halal. You got that? Okay.
Okay, just to add on. So like, using the hotel example, so if the hotel sells liquor, and you get profits from the sales of liquor, and that goes into your salary at the end of the month. So how does that?
MashaAllah. That is very interesting. Now he's going deeper now. She's going to be more refined to make sure. We don't ask our boss, is there some liquor money there, you give it to me? The best, the wise person, a wise businessman, if there's some haram activity, it's very wise for them to know how many percent. Haram is haram. I give you another scenario. Maybank, CIMB, Hong Leong Bank, do they have halal counter now, Islamic counter? They have. It's up to you to choose now. You want to go to Islamic counter or the normal counter? Why they call Islamic counter? To make it halal. And they make sure that this counter will not invest in haram. The other counter is mixed. You go into that Islamic counter. You don't go more than that. If you want to go more than that, but that money, some money come from where? Another counter. Oh, if you go to that area, I'm going to tell you, brother and sister, you cannot move anywhere. I give you an example. Do we drive a car now? Yeah. Do you buy the car by cash? Say that you buy the car by cash, or a gift from somebody to you. Do you ask the one who gives the car to you, where do you get the money to buy this car? Oh, I halal money, I work in the Middle East, I got cash, so I buy it for you. I love you so much. Alhamdulillah. Now, this car, is produced by which company? Proton, Malaysian company. The factory of Proton, where do they get the money to come up with this product? Oh, they get a tycoon, he uses his own money, he don't get any loan from the bank. Now, if you go that deep, you cannot do anything. You see? All the big company, they take loan from the bank to run their business. They got to pay interest. The train that you use also is from, they get loan from somewhere, they have to pay. The airport that you want to fly also, everything got caught there. No. The fruit that you buy also, halal fruit. You don't ask them, from which country this fruit come from? Oh, this one from Australia. Ah, Australia, no halal. Fruit is fruit. It's halal. You don't go further than that. So, if their income, some income is haram, if they are wise, I give you one simple last example. The government want to help the nation come up with amanah saham. You know amanah saham? You got so many. ASB 1, ASB 2, I don't know, 3 or 4, so I don't know. Yeah? But there's a lot of saham going on. And they promise to give you a good return, more than a bank can give you. Do you think it's wise to invest in the saham? Yes, good. So happen now, they have issue. Some state that this saham, some state fatwa said, this saham is not halal. Because they invest 10%, example only, of their investment in Maybank. Example. And maybe involved in interest. Just an example. I'm just not saying it's really happening. I don't know. I just give example. Because of that, you cannot invest. I just want to share with you a bit. A wise person also, If you can invest your investment in 80% halal counter, why do you get involved in 20% that is not halal? Why do you do that? Just go in 100% in the halal counter. It's like you cook a big pot of soup. You put all the halal thing except one bone, haram bone from the pig. You tell the people, "Hey, bone lah, no meat lah, no lemak, bone saja." I throw inside that big pot of halal soup. Do you think the Muslim will eat? Why so stupid? Just a bone. No, the whole big pot is halal, just one piece of bone. People just don't want to get involved in haram thing. And we don't know why they get involved. Say they are involved now. Can we safeguard our income? Still, yes, there's another way. When you get the profit, you want to know how many percent they invest in haram area. You want to know by yourself. This is your money. Say, you get a profit of every year 1,000 ringgit bonus from the investment. Now they tell you there are 10% that is involved in a gray area. Take up the 10% of the profit. Take it up. You don't know what to do, send it to us. We know how to do things. Then you safeguard what is halal for you. You got that? 10% you take it out. That you are sure they involve in haram investment. Clean your income. And the rest is yours. There are many ways to overcome issues if you have the understanding. If not, then we cannot move. You know, when we work, we have our EPF. Remember? How do the EPF use our money? Do we know? We only know when we receive our EPF. I want to know how much is my EPF. That's all we want to know. But this is my halal money. I work hard. Yeah, the employee pay for me and so I take it. But if you still have doubts, you want to ask EPF, how do you invest our money? You have the right if you want to ask. Which counter do you invest? If they are honest, they'll tell you. If they're smart, they will segregate it. You know, because you also have not yet Muslims who put their money in the EPF. For them, they can do anything. You cannot force them. But we as Muslims, we should know, and then we should safeguard the Muslims' right. And you still have some percentage that you have doubt, take it up. Alhamdulillah. You got that, sis? If you have further question about that issue, you can follow up with us to make things clearer so that we know how to handle this issue. Any last question from the brothers? Back to the sisters. Second question, last one. Faddal. Faddal Amanda.
Sheikh, just a quick question.
Good.
For example, if we own a shop, a vacant shop, and we want to rent it out, is it permissible for us to rent it out to someone who is going to sell non-halal food?
Yeah. And that is something, if that is your property, if that property is yours, when you want to rent it out, you make sure that you don't rent it to something that is haram, no. Like people want to open a bar, people want to do something. You know, it's clear cut, you know there's haram activities. Then you say, thank you, this one, I'm sorry. You know, just don't tell them in detail. Because it's something to we, our belief that they don't understand. You say, thank you. So it's good to make sure that we don't participate. It's like you offer a place for them to do something wrong. We don't want. Anything good, we encourage. Anything bad, I don't want to participate. If I have it's just like people said, when people said, can you send a cartoon of liquor to my shop? It's my car. They will pay you for them. No. We don't do that kind of business. I give you the last scenario. We are an advertisement company. People come to us, call us to do some advertisement for them. You know this product is not a good one. But they want you to put and write out, oh, so good. Like this, like that. You know that, if you know, this product is not 100% pure. But they put that 100% pure, they want you to come up with the advertisement and promote. Don't do that. We don't want to involve in lying to other people. Anything that is true, we will help you. Anything you call me to do something against my belief, I'm sorry. It's very important. If not, you are also involved. You are the one who come up with all the advertisement for them. You got that, sis? So, alhamdulillah, make sure that we want halal money. We want blessing from the income. The blessing only come when it is halal. It will live longer, stay longer with us. What is lacking among the people today, they forget about the blessing. They just want to see numbers, they forget the blessing. The number is there, no blessing, easy come, easy go. When they are blessing, Allah will make it stay with you. And you are contented. And it's always enough when there is a blessing. And there is surplus also, inshallah. So may Allah help us, may Allah guide us, brother and sister. Please try your best to make sure that your intention in learning about something is not just purely learning, get knowledge without action. You know? There was a prayer. Some scholars, when they drink the Zamzam water, you know the Zamzam water, the most sacred water on earth, from the time of Abraham alayhi salam. And the Prophet said, drinking Zamzam water will follow with what you intend for. So people who have the deep understanding, each time when they want to drink, if they have certain things they want to ask from Allah, they will pray, oh Allah, increase knowledge in me. Then they drink. Allah will make it easier. A lot of knowledge will be very easy for him to learn. Because he asked for that. But a scholar failed to ask, oh Allah, increase in me knowledge and my action upon the knowledge. And that's why he has extra knowledge, but he don't have a lot of amal. So the scholar said, next time if I will go to Mecca again and I drink the Zamzam, I am going to make a full prayer, not a half prayer. A prayer that I ask Allah to increase in me knowledge and also the knowledge that I can implement. Not just knowledge without implementation. Intention is very, very important. Even the little that you learn, but your intention is to improve yourself, you will see the result by yourself. This is what we ask. May Allah make it easy for us. And may Allah make us a practicing people of knowledge. Not just people of knowledge for the sake of knowledge. We want to improve ourselves, inshallah. We will see you again, inshallah. And you know, Sunday also we have classes. Anybody who are free, the class is open. Yeah, my class on Sunday too. Ustaz Sharif is not... is a bit busy lately because the mother came. So he's trying to excuse himself from us for a while to spend more time with the mother. So when I'm not around, he'll always be there, inshallah. When he need to have a break, then I always would try to be there too for all of you, inshallah. May Allah help us. May Allah help those who help themselves. Wa bila tawfiqi wa raqli da'wana. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.